We get the hour underway by welcoming back to the program from WEEI Boston, WEEI.com, our friend Ryan Hannibal. Hello there, Ryan.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Well, I was doing okay, and then I saw your tweet about an hour ago about Jason McCourty. What should we make of this visit to the Giants?
Yeah, he's visiting with the Giants, and I think it kind of makes a lot of sense for both sides. He went to Rutgers. He's from the New Jersey area. He has a house in New Jersey, so he wouldn't have to move. I just think that the Patriots, you know, if they really had serious interest in bringing him back, they would have already done it. And I just think they look at, you know, other players on their roster who might be younger, who just are going to play more and make more of an impact. And it's not to say that, you know, Jason McCourty doesn't have much left, but he's up there in age, and I think the Patriots think that they have some better players on their roster that, you know, just doesn't make it worth it to bring McCourty back. And, you know, that's a tough loss for the team if he does move on in the locker room. He's had a great veteran presence, but they'll have some guys that they can be able to move around and replace him.
Well, the big news of the week, of course, the retirement of Julian Edelman. Not unexpected, but at the same time, it's certainly one more indication that we're into a different era of Patriots football.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you look at this team over the last, whatever, 10 years, it was basically, you know, Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Rob Gronkowski, at least on offense, and all those players are now gone. So it's certainly a new era in New England and kind of, you know, passing the torch to somebody else. And who that is, we really don't really know yet. Just there's really not any guy on the roster that stood out so far as sort of be the next superstar for the team. But it, like you said off the top, it wasn't really that surprising looking at what he went through last year, then the report last week about, you know, him not being able to play the full 16 games. And so I think it just proves that it wasn't worth it for him to push through it to play whatever, you know, 5 games and not be, you know, the guy that he once was. So give credit to him for realizing that it was time to move on. And, you know, I thought that he did a good job with his video and sort of laying it all out there. And Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft both had glowing statements. So all the sides went out on good terms. And, you know, that's just part of the game. But for a guy that plays as hard as he did and, you know, took all the hits over the years, it just came to an end probably earlier than he would have liked, but that's life in the NFL.
Folks have been weighing in on this all week. Do you think he's an NFL Hall of Famer?
It's a tough question because you kind of get criticized no matter what side you take, and just because you say no, that doesn't mean he wasn't a great player. But to me, you just look at all the players, all the wide receivers who probably aren't going to get in and have so much better numbers than Edelman, and everybody's going to point to the playoffs and what a difference maker he was in the postseason. But that's just, you know, one of a million things that voters look for as part of the criteria. And I just come back to, you know, how many years did Edelman play and you even had him in, you know, the top 5 wide receivers in the game that given year? And I just couldn't do it. And that's not to say that Edelman's a bad player at all. It's not a knock at him by any means, but there are just so many great players in this league that haven't gotten into the Hall of Fame yet. So I'm a no on Edelman.
Now, clearly the Patriots knew that the end of the line was pretty close for Edelman, and they prepared for this by stocking up on their recent spending spree.
Oh, absolutely. Just look at, you know, all the stuff they did this offseason, especially with the two tight ends, Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. If they, you know, were counting on Edelman, I find it hard to believe they would have gone out and added both of those guys. And even at wide receiver, you have Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Aguilar. So they added there. I still think that they need to add at that position. They're still not a clear-cut number one wide receiver. And to me, you would be taking a risk, but I think it's the risk worth taking is finding a wide receiver in the first round of the draft at number 15. There's probably going to be some good names available. And I know that they haven't had the greatest success in drafting wide receivers, but why not give it a shot again? Because this class is supposed to be another great one. And I think, you know, picking that high in the draft, you can find an impact player that could potentially be your number one receiver, you know, for the coming years.
And you wrote yesterday that you think that'll certainly be a priority for them in the draft.
Oh, definitely. I mean, looking at the roster right now, it's probably quarterback, wide receiver, cornerback, and linebacker. Those are the top 4 needs, and I just think wide receivers there and really needs an upgrade. The quarterback, you can tell yourself, like, maybe Cam Newton was better in year 2, he has better weapons, but wide receiver, you have nobody that you can kind of even count on to be much of a difference maker. There's a lot of question marks there, so I think that's the biggest need on the entire roster is wide receiver.
And you listed some possible targets for them at the wide receiver position. I don't know, because of what's happened in the past, every time I see a guy from Florida, I think, well, that's the guy, and that would mean maybe somebody like Kadarius Toney is in their sights.
Yeah, he's an athlete. He's lined up all over the field. Barber actually listed him on their roster as athlete, not wide receiver. He lined up all over the field, in the backfield, as a receiver, in the slot, and is sort of a speedy guy that can make a difference with the ball in their hands. And I think that's what they're going to look for, is a guy that can line up all over the field, do different things, and I think Josh McDaniels will find a way to make him useful. And I think that's sort of what the NFL is turning into. I mean, just look at Tyreek Hill in Kansas City. They just find ways to get him the ball, and he's a difference maker. And I think that's a lot of what the college game has turned into. And I think that the Patriots and Josh McDaniels and their entire staff are trying to adapt to that. And I think that's something that they'll be looking for in the first round when they make their pick.
We're talking with Ryan Hannibal here on Downtown. Obviously, a lot of talk about the quarterback position, and there's, I think, great truth to the fact that they believe Cam Newton can play better in this coming year because he's got much more time to prepare.
Yeah, I think that's what the belief is inside the organization. I don't think they're necessarily wrong, because just look at what he had to deal with last offseason. He got to the team in July. The weapons obviously weren't great at all. It's hard to say any quarterback would have had much success with those types of weapons, but it's just how much of a jump can he take by, having those things? Is he going to be, a top 15 quarterback in the league, a top 20 quarterback in the league? And to me, I think that no matter what he is, he's going to be better than he was a year ago, and that should be enough for them to at least compete for a postseason spot and probably get into the postseason. And that's really all you can ask for coming off the year that they did last year, is just find some ways to improve. And I think that's making the playoffs. And this is going to be a gradual, getting back to where they were. It's not going to happen overnight. And, just getting into the playoffs this coming season is a step in the right direction. And then they can see, what their quarterback position looks like, after this year and reevaluate from there. But I think right now they're certainly setting themselves that Cam Newton better than he was last year.
And if that's the case, Ryan, how much incentive is there to try and trade up, and how realistic is it for them to get in a position where they might get one of these top flight QBs?
Exactly. If they're going to, obviously the top three picks in the draft are going to be quarterbacks. So if you're trading up even to number four, you're getting the fourth, best quarterback in the draft. And is that worth giving up your future 2 and 3 years down the line first round picks? That's really hard to envision for Bill Belichick to do. And I just, these quarterbacks you could potentially be getting, aren't really worth giving up your, next 3 years in the draft. It's all you're going out and trading up for the best quarterback in this draft class. It's not like you're going to be able to get Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson. So to me, it's really not worth giving up the next 2 or 3 drafts just for Mac Jones, Justin Fields, Trey Lance. Too big of a risk. And so I think they can buy themselves some time by convincing themselves that Cam Newton is going to be a better quarterback this year. And then who knows what happens next offseason. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo is an actual, viable option. Maybe we saw this offseason. We didn't know some of these names would become available. Who knows? The next Matthew Stafford type guy that suddenly becomes available, maybe he wants to come to New England after he sees, them make improvement this year. So I think that Newton does buy themselves some time. They can reevaluate and then, go from there. So they're not in a bad spot at that position. It's not the end of the world. Obviously, fans would like to have the new star and a new rookie, but that's just not how Bill Belichick does things. He's not going to, mortgage the rest, three, four years in the draft to get an unknown in a rookie that they don't really have much info on.
So what position is the next top priority for them moving forward?
I would say probably wide receiver. You got to look there. They need weapons. And I think that kind of goes along the line of, making things better for Cam Newton. Is that getting him more, wide receivers they can depend on? They have a bunch of number two wide receivers on the roster right now, 2s and 3s, Jacoby Myers, Nelson Agholor, Kendrick Bourne, Jacoby Myers. All those guys are number two and number three. So to me, you have to use that number 15 pick to go out and get, the wide receiver who probably is going to be your number one in your offense. That's a game changer. If you, pair a rookie selected that high in the draft with those receivers, and then Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith, you all of a sudden have one of the better, playmaking options, pass-catching options in the league. And I think that's, certainly putting everything on Cam Newton by saying, hey, we didn't get what we should have last offseason, but we're doing it this offseason. So this year it's on you, and you have no excuse this year. And I think that is sort of a good way of doing it for him and moving forward at the position.
How are you enjoying the weather today, Ryan?
not too great. This is supposed to be golf weather, but you know, now we're sitting inside looking at it snow. But you know how it is in April. It'll melt fast, so we'll be out on the course this weekend.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we appreciate you making time for us on this Friday afternoon. Ryan, enjoy your weekend, and we'll check in with you again very soon.
All right. Thanks, Rich. We'll talk to you later.
Ryan Hannibal of WEEI Boston with us on Dan Tents.